Thanks for contacting Omax Health. My name is Monica. Ma'am, please have the zip code on the account and what you're calling in about, please.
Well, zip code is 15108.
Thank you. And the first and last name, please.
Mommy calls me Anthony. Daddy calls me Curvelli.
Thank you. Okay. How may I help you today?
Well, are you still sending Omax 3 supplements? What's this called? You still have that product? You're still in business?
Okay. So I have located an account here, and it states here that your last shipment was in September. May I have you to verify the mailing address, please?
Mailing address. How about Goryopolis? 1537 Meersham Lane. 15108, which I gave you before.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm just verifying that that was the last shipment, and I'll be right with you. Okay, so yes, that was the last shipment in regards to the Omax 3 product, which is great for the heart health. The last shipment was September 4th.
Now what?
Okay, would you like to place an order for a new shipment today?
Anthony understands you, but Curvelli doesn't.
Okay.
In other words, I'm confused.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I still have product.
Okay.
I used to order product for 6 months, but I don't need that much product anymore. But the last few times I called, you were no longer in business. What happened?
Okay. I'm not sure in regards to whom you may have spoken with, but we are still in business.
Never, you were never out of business.
Correct.
Well, now I'm really confused. But maybe we can, right now, I wasn't calling for an order. I'm just
okay.
Persistent. I don't give up. That's why I called. Because now I got to go upstairs and look at my folder in my office and see what the stupid folder says. Hopefully I wrote some notes. But are you in Atlanta?
No.
Good answer. Okay. What time is your office open?
Okay. So we are open until 8 p.m., and we do open at 8 a.m.
Yeah, it all depends on where you're at.
Central Standard
Time. What
that
means to me. Your center?
Yes.
So that means 9 to me.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. And you people always wanted to send me an automatic 6-month order. It took me a long time to explain. I didn't want 6-month supply. Okay. I'm multitasking, my dear.
I understand.
Kabish. I'm getting closer to my office.
Okay.
Probably me. It probably didn't mark down the dates I did call. I'll send this to me. Harry. Bad month. I'm about to the quarter. Reporting. Da-da-da-da-da. I got you under fish oil. How's that sound? There you go. Let's put this folder out of my way because it could be here. Last order I have is dated 2/27/2020.
Okay. No.
That was for, I think they sent me something because of all the crap I was going through. I don't know. There was no charge on it. The last time with the charge was 2/27/2020.
Okay.
It's same date, same shipping date on a no-charge one. Yep.
Okay, so that was 2/27.
Yeah, February 27, 2020.
Thank you.
Shipped on 3/2/2020.
Thank you.
So you're telling me you guys are back in business.
Okay. So we are in business, but I do see the information in which you are requesting when you called in to speak with the agent.
I don't know who I spoke to.
Okay. So how may I help you today? Are you wanting to delay the shipment or are you wanting to place a shipment? How may I help you today?
Delay what shipment?
Okay, so it states here that your net shipment for the product is going to be the 28th of January.
Wow. Either I was in a twilight zone or I'm still in a twilight zone. You probably don't even know what the twilight zone is, do you?
Yes, I do. So how may I help you today, sir?
Don't ship anything until we talk again. Because I have to figure out how much I want.
Okay.
Okay. Because I take another fish bill besides this one. So I don't need 6 months order like it was because I don't need the pill. Now I'm going to see the a-hole doctor and ask him, what do you want me to do? Still take this Omax? And the one you prescribed, it's only a supplement. It's not a pill. Did I confuse you?
No, I understand.
And I did dial 765-6691.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay. And is there anything else that I can do to assist you, sir?
Yeah, give me the lotto number for tonight.
Unfortunately, I don't have the lotto numbers.
All right, you guys open at 9.
Correct.
And are you the only one answering the calls, or
no.
Is it random?
Are you the only one
working?
No.
Random, okay. So next time I talk to somebody, it won't be you.
Correct.
Okay. And I always probably use this Meerschaum address. I don't think I have any other addresses. I know I do have other addresses, like Franklin, Pennsylvania. I have Cocoa Beach, Florida. But I never had it shipped there. I think just only here. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I'll be calling shortly. If First of all, my product expired October 2020. And I figured no use throwing it away, so I've been using it.
Okay. So we only suggest utilizing the products 1 month after expiration.
Well, guess what? I didn't know that. That doesn't matter. I've been taking it. And I think if I look at my box, it expires. I don't know why I'm saying April. What did I say? What day did I give you? October. I'm thinking October 8th. Now I'm going to go downstairs and see how good I am. Because that's where I have the boxes. So, you know, if you were, I don't think it says that on the box, but I'm going downstairs. Where are you at, in Colorado?
Yes.
How about that? Not too bad for an old man, huh?
No.
Ah, bonjour, moi. October 2, 2020. I came close. It's October 2, 2020 on the box. Now, let's see if it says throw away after a month. So I have to go to the window so where there's more light so I can read a little print. Directions. Do not use. Warning. Treatment or medical conditions. Keep out of reach of children. Store in the freezer or a cool, dry place. Okay. I don't see anything about 30 days. Get rid of it.
Okay. Where that is the company's recommendation.
Doesn't say it on the box.
Okay.
Probably doesn't say it on the invoice, neither.
Okay, and all the information will also be online at omaxhealth.com.
That's terrific. Get it online, print it out, either fax it to me or mail it to me. I don't have a computer. I'm old.
Understand.
And I refuse to do that crap.
I understand.
Yes, I was born in 1940. That makes me old. Don't sound old, do I?
No.
But I is. I wish I wasn't this old. Over here it says Santa Monica, California. I've been there. So you're telling me it's no good after a month. Can you fax a piece of paper that says that?
Unfortunately, no, I will not be able to fax the information.
You need to do email.
No, unfortunately. But we do only recommend 30 month, an actual 30 day after the expiration, which is 1 month. But is there anything else that I can do to assist you today?
All right. What amount of fish, these pills I can buy? What's the low amount? I don't need six months. I don't take two I take one a day. So the usual 6 month puppy. And who knows? Oh, I know what I went downstairs also to do. And I think I'll call you back after I do that if the date is close. And I think the date is February 9th. So see how good my memory is. Dr. LaDonnie. Yeah, February 9th. How about that? Pretty good for an old man, huh?
Yes.
Am I bragging or complaining?
I'm not sure.
Neither am I. I am sure. I'm playing. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. February 9th. That's no more than a month. What's the quantity I can order?
Okay. So we do have the 6 month subscription, which is what you're speaking of, and we also have the 2 month.
Okay, I'll shut up because the 6 month, if I continue doing what I'm doing with this doctor, it won't work. It won't work.
I understand.
I'll shut up because I'm also going to get my. I have to find my wife's credit card. I have to find my credit card. Go ahead. Tell me what else you... You said the 6 months and I interrupt you.
So I was just saying that we do have the 6 months subscription and we also have the 2 months.
Okay. I think I'm going to order 2 months. What's the cost on the 2 month?
Okay, so the 2 months is $144.
What?
I'm sorry, the 2 months is $79.98. I do apologize. The 6 months is $144.
Well. Now, I'm going back upstairs because I didn't think it was that much money. Maybe that's why you closed down. You're right. It was $144.
Yes, for the 6 months.
Correct. You're right. At least I'm getting a workout going up and down the steps.
Okay, so would you like to place the order for the 2 months today?
Yeah, but I have to go get a credit card. Yeah. Okay. I tried it 2 months and see if the product is still the same. The box is the same, blah, blah, blah. But believe me, my darling, somebody screwed up because your phone wasn't working for weeks and weeks. Exactly what? I can't remember. Why I called today? Because I'm that kind of a person. I don't give up on shit stuff. And I can't find my stupid credit card. Because the one I want to use is in my wife's purse. And I'm going to have to call back because I'm wasting your time.
Okay. Or you can just give us a call back whenever you're ready to place the order with the card.
Yep, I know. Gotcha. Already Didi. I don't know where she hid her damn purse. That's the credit card I wanted to use.
I understand. Well, thank you so much for contacting us here at OMAC Self. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You know why I want to use that credit card?
I'm not sure.
You're, of course you're not sure. At this time, that's my lowest exposure on a credit card. That's why, because it's, pun the remark, fishy to me. How's that sound? Fishy? I think I found her purse. Yep. I found her purse.
Okay, and may I have the spelling of the last name, please?
C-R-I. V like in Victor. E-L-L-I.
And that was E-L-L-I. E as in echo.
C-R-I, Victor. E-L-L-I.
Thank you.
How much did you say 2 months? 2 months order is?
Yes, the 2 months order is $79.98.
Don't add up. Twice $79.98 is more than $144.
Okay. That is because we are doing a special with the 6 month subscription right now.
No, it was that price before.
Okay.
How's that sound? Want me to fax it to you? Want me to mail you a copy? If you look at your records, you'll see.
Okay. So I was unable to locate an actual account with the last name, and the first name was Anthony. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm going back upstairs, kid. You're giving me a good workout.
Okay.
Lose this main. How about, why is there a stupid main address here? Phone number is the same.
The 412-277-123.
Your phone number is the same.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not a bill. No payment is required. Yeah. Last shipment was 3/6/20. That's the day I received it. I'm looking for an account number. How about an order number?
Sure, if you have the order number, please.
What's a GLF number?
Okay. So the order ID number, which starts with the number 1.
1S, like in Sam. 2, Q like inquisitive. J like in, I'm being jerked. F like in something you know. Dash, 1/6, T like in Thomas.
No, that is not the correct order ID. What do you have behind the letters G, S?
How about a GLF number?
Okay, and what is the number? What are the numbers behind it, please?
Oh, M like in mother, 1-8-5-7-5-2-4.
Thank you. I'm seeing here just locating the account in regards to the order ID. I was still unable to locate an account in regards to the order ID, but I can go ahead and place a new order for you.
But you said you didn't have any. It's getting a little more shaky. But anyway, what the hell did I do with that credit card I had in my hand? You mean tell me I walked upstairs without it?
So I did try searching utilizing the phone number here as well, which is 412-771-1239. Is that going to be the number that's on file for you?
Correct.
Okay, so I was still unable to locate an account in regards to that phone number. I do apologize. I did locate the actual account here. And yes, the last shipment was for the 27th of February for the CryoFreeze, but you do want to change from the 6 months to the 2 months or the Omax 3. And I will give you the new amount that we have here since you want to change. Is the card going to be the card 6141?
I think that one expired.
Okay, it states that it expires in 2024.
Well, but I'm not going to use it anyway. You know, want to know why I'm not going to use it? The exposure on that card is two and a half times more exposure on the card I'm going to give you. You know what exposure means?
Okay. Where we can...
In other words, you know, I'm not trusting you people at the moment.
Okay, where we can utilize a new card that you will like, and would you like
get it? Where's 41 Canal Street?
Okay, is that where you want the actual products to be delivered inside of PA?
Nope.
Okay, where would you like for the items to be delivered?
I asked you a question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Where is 41 Canal Street? Over here says Lewiston. What's M-E, Maine?
Yes, Maine. That is the main office for Omax, yes.
There you go. And there's no account number on here. We've got lot numbers and shit
okay,
like that.
So I do have your order ID. It would be 142-3023, but I was asking where would you like for the products to be delivered? Because I do have a Franklin and...
No, I don't want that address.
Okay.
I don't want it sent there. If I have it sent there, then I have to have it brought down to me here.
Okay, so where would you
I'm
like
90,
to
I'm 95 miles south of Franklin, Pennsylvania, by car. By bird, I don't know. That's my business address. Yeah, you know what? The address you have on 227? As a matter of fact, I was in Florida, and they did use my post office box in Franklin to send me because of the aggravations you guys caused me. I think you guys have socks also?
Yes, we do have socks as well to help assist with the circulation.
Yeah, well, yeah. You sent me free socks for the aggravation you were causing me. And that's when it was sent to Franklin, Pennsylvania, Post Office Box 428, 16323.
Correct. Okay.
I've been on correct. The only thing I can't understand why you never answered the phone for months and months. I know you're not sure, but it also says you're out of business. You have to understand how skeptic I am.
I understand. I do apologize, sir, but we're never out of business. Maybe the call was transferred to the voicemail because of busy lines,
nope.
But I'm not sure.
Well, whatever. All right. What special price are you going to give me to get me back on line with you guys?
Sure. So I just have to verify the mailing address first, and I can give you the new order prices that we have for you today.
1537 Meerschaum.
Thank you.
1537. You want me to spell Meerschaum for you?
Is that Meerschaum? Lane?
Coriopolis.
Thank you. And is it going to be for your billing address as well?
The billing address?
Yes.
If I pay by credit card, there is no billing address.
Okay.
Now,
Okay, so I will give you the order prices that we have. Right now, we do have the 2 months for $79.95, and I will go ahead. I understand you are asking for a discount. For I will give you the discount for $62.50 for the 2 months, and they are great to help
Sweet.
assist with the heart health.
Help with the who, dear?
With the heart, the fish oil.
All right, send me the 2 months, and then I have to go downstairs and get my credit card. How about that?
Okay.
I must know what I'm talking about if I got the bills on the receipt on the socks, which is a no charge deal.
Correct. I do see the billing that you're speaking of, and I do have the account here. Whenever you're ready, we can do the card.
Okay. Now I gotta go back downstairs.
Okay.
I was smart enough to carry it. I just found it on my adding machine. You ready, my dear?
Yes.
And the light shining through the skylight, making it shiny. Shiny makes the numbers harder to read. You ready? 1-5-1-4-7. 3-5-4-0. 2-0-9-8. 0-2-6-8.
Thank you. And may I have the type of card, please? Is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
MasterCard, I think. I guess it's MasterCard. There's two circles on the bottom.
Okay.
Barclay. Is it Barclay? Doesn't matter the name. It's MasterCard.
Okay. So to verify the card number, I have 5147-3540-2098-0268.
Correct.
Okay. And may I have the expiration date, please?
8/24.
Thank you.
Want the name on the credit card? Because it's not mine. It's my wife's.
Okay.
Marlene?
One moment. I do apologize. I will need the CVV first, please.
CV first. What is a
CVV?
CV?
The security code on the back of the card.
655.
Thank you. Okay. And you stated the first name would be different on the card. May I have the first name, please?
Marlene. Let me spell it for you.
Yes, please. Just sure I have it correct.
M-A-R-L-E-N-E, initial S for Stern.
Thank you. Okay, and you stated that it was a MasterCard. The information here has been input, and again, the price would be $62.50 for the 2 months. And would you also like to try out the vitamin D today for $19.95 to assist with bone health?
Bone hair.
Bone health.
Bone health.
Yes, for strong bones, 97.3% purity.
You want to send it to for nothing, I'll take it. You don't want to send it for nothing, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and process the order for you for the 2 month subscription for $62.50.
All right. Anything else you want to send for free?
Unfortunately, we don't have any free items today.
Yeah. Well. All right. You didn't ask.
And
for
you
didn't ask me the billing address on. You did not ask me the billing address on the credit card.
I did. You stated that it would not be an actual billing address, so I just put the same address that you have here on file. That was the first question
no.
I asked, remember?
No. You
okay,
have
so it would be different.
You may have asked it, my darling, but I didn't hear the question that way. Now, they
I
usually
understand.
Ask, where is the credit card billed to?
Okay, may I have the billing address, sir?
Yeah. The billing address is Post Office Box 428, 768 Allegheny Boulevard.
Thank you.
I'm not done. Most people can't spell Allegheny.
Okay, is it Allegheny Boulevard?
Yeah, because you're reading it off the invoice. Correct?
Thank you. And you will be receiving...
And it's Franklin, Pennsylvania, which also you're reading off the invoice. So I'm correct. Correct?
Okay. So I have that information here, as you stated, and you will be receiving your new shipment within the next 7 to 10 business days. If you want, I could provide you with a confirmation number.
Confirmation. Fire at will.
Okay, the confirmation number is going to be 149-3041.
149-3041.
Correct.
Are we done?
Yes. Is there anything else that I can do to assist you, sir?
I still want that number for the lotto.
Unfortunately,
it's
I don't
like,
have the lotto number.
It's like $500 million.
I read up on that yesterday.
Huh? You played yesterday?
No, I stated that I did read that yesterday, that the numbers have went up and no one have won yet.
Right. Guess what? I don't play it anyway. But if you gave me the number, I'd go play it.
I understand.
No wonder there were so many people in line at the supermarket yesterday. That's why they were lined up around the corner. All right, my dear, you have a good day.
Thank you, and thank you so much for contacting us here at OMAC Self. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Right.
Thanks.